From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, April 29th. Coming up, we'll hear my conversation with University of Illinois Associate Professor of Voice Barrington Coleman ahead of a performance this Sunday night at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A new report card from the American Society of Civil Engineers has rated Illinois' infrastructure a C- and calls it mediocre and need of attention. The grade comes in spite of the state's move to pour money into its infrastructure over the last few years. Patrick Lack chaired the committee that wrote the report. He says there are serious disparities in upkeep and funding for facilities in different parts of Illinois.
For example, for aviation, we look at the great work that's been going on at O'Hare and even Midway recently. However, there are still over 100 other airports throughout the state that require attention and investment on their runways and taxiways.
Illinois is expecting about $18 billion in infrastructure money from the federal government. Lack says that funding could go a long way toward upgrading the state's roads, bridges, and water service. A University of Illinois research team has discovered a new, faster chemical reaction that can help produce medicine. Illinois Newsroom student journalist Luis Velasquez has more.
The chemical reaction produces tetraamines faster. Tetraamines are made of nitrogen that's bound to three carbon atoms and are found in antibiotics, breast cancer drugs, and HIV treatments. The research team combined hydrocarbons such as car gas and commercial secondary amines using a metal catalyst. A catalyst is something that can make reactions happen. Chemistry professor Maria Cristina White says, this study is important because many of the drugs that people take every day contain tetraamines.
By discovering a new chemical reaction, we can empower the amazing chemists and scientists that work at pharmaceutical companies to discover new medicines, you know, faster and better.
White says the discovery of new chemical reactions can help new medicines treat diseases. I am Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
A union representing graduate assistants and other employees at the University of Illinois held its third bargaining session with university administrators last night. It was the Graduate Employees Organization's latest attempt to negotiate changes to its members' contract. Madison Holcomb of the Illinois Student Newsroom has more.
Union members say the main purpose of their bargaining team is to negotiate a contract with the University of Illinois administration. In yesterday's meeting, the team presented their 34-page proposal to the university. The document included changes like making bargaining sessions hybrid to accommodate members who aren't comfortable attending in person, something that the university has not yet allowed. Ben Wallace is a second-year PhD student on the bargaining team.
We are looking for higher wages, expanded benefits, expanded protection from discrimination and harassment, and more protections in the workplace.
Wallace says no decisions were finalized at the meeting. The next bargaining session is scheduled for the end of May. I'm Madison Holcomb, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Illinois Associate Chancellor for Public Affairs Robin Kaler says she plans to provide comment about the session at a later date. An in-person Illinois Marathon event is returning after 2 years of being canceled because of the pandemic, but it will be in a somewhat altered form. The marathon itself has been canceled because of a lack of police to monitor the course in Champaign, but several other running events will still take place both today and tomorrow. Those events include 1 mile and 5K races tonight, then a 10K, half marathon, and marathon relay on Saturday. Race director Jan Seeley says some runners were disappointed about the cancellation of the full marathon, but others say they're excited to be running in the events that are taking place.
We're certainly very sad that all those marathoners aren't going to get to run with us, but many of them actually chose to change their distance, so they're still going to be with us doing a different event.
The runs will take place on and around the University of Illinois campus in Champaign and Urbana. Still to come, we'll hear my conversation with University of Illinois Associate Professor of Voice Barrington Coleman. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
I'm Tanisha Spain, host of Mid-American Gardener. Through all the extraordinary changes of the past 100 years, WILL has been a steady source of music, connection, and community. As we celebrate a century of making waves in our community, you can help kickstart our next 100 years and help us reach our goal by April 27th with a gift today in support of our spring fund drive at willgive.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. 8-time Grammy Award-winning jazz bassist Christian McBride leads a collaborative performance this Sunday evening at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. The Movement Revisited is a tribute to civil rights icons Rosa Parks, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. University of Illinois Associate Professor of Voice Barrington Coleman has known McBride since their days together at the Juilliard School in New York more than 30 years ago. Coleman was instrumental in bringing McBride and his bandmates to campus this week for the performance and master classes with U of I students. Coleman says Sunday night's concert is the second in the New Awakenings collaboration that he began developing 2 years ago.
That year of 2020, which was so transformative for so many, was a year of reflection. And here on our campus, we had a number of students and faculty alike who were, all of us, newly discovering this place, this new place. It was consequential. We didn't know what would happen and how we would go forward, but we knew in going forward, it would have to be something that was different than where we were. That's where that notion began, and then it was punctuated, unfortunately, by so many atrocious affairs that took place that summer, mainly with the George Floyd murder. And on, students again began to cry out, and they said, we need to find a way of moving forward and saying something new. And that's what really attracted me to this idea of going forward in a new place. So that idea came about back then, and I began to try to find works artistically that expressed a new path forward, what I refer to as a reimagined universal brotherhood. And I knew that would be a big stretch, but I knew it had to start with where we were and with me. Somehow I learned about what Christian had been doing with the Movement Revisited. And I knew that Movement Revisited would be a wonderful sequence, so to speak, to that performance. Now reflecting on the lives and the legacies of these iconic figures, Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali. So we were very fortunate that Christian and the artists that are working with him, all of them glorious, will be a part of this experience.
I know Christian only spent 1 year at Juilliard, but mm-hmm. Certainly he talked about his experience there, gained a lot of knowledge and experience in his 1 year there. And how have you two stayed in touch over the years?
Well, periodically, one of the things that's so wonderful about music making is it is a fraternal order. And once you have those rare experiences of making a real spiritual connection, it seems as though those are lifelong missions. They're everlasting, if you will. So, and somehow, I think once I was situated here as a professor through our School of Music at University of Illinois, there were so many opportunities for incredible artists to come through our Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. One of them obviously was Christian, and he had been here on several occasions. And there are a few occasions where I would find out where he was and say, hey, this is where my wife and I and our kids are planted. Is there a way to get together? And that's where that all began.
Yeah, and it was interesting talking with Christian about that. He talked about when he was a young musician, college age, mm-hmm. getting out on the road. He had his own version of master classes with some of the greats of jazz, like Bobby Watson, Freddie Hubbard, Hank
yes.
Jones, among others,
yes.
and talked about being able to pay that forward to the
that's
to
right.
the next generation. And I know that's important to him, and I would imagine for you as an educator yourself, being able to bring someone of his stature in to talk with students just has to be a wonderful opportunity.
It's invaluable. It's invaluable. And I think for all of us who've been fortunate as musicians, or any art form, to come along and have that mentorship passed along is rare. The fact that these artists, internationally respected and acclaimed in their own way, take time to speak one-on-one, truthfully, honestly with everyone, and openly encouraging the students where they are is also very unique. Those who often will seek these experiences, and I'm referring to as aspiring artists, will often have to travel miles, continents, to get together with someone for a very short span of time. So the fact that they would take their time to do this has been a gem for our campus. So we're very, very grateful for that.
That's Barrington Coleman, Associate Professor of Voice at the University of Illinois. The movement Revisited will be performed Sunday night at 7:30 at Kranert Center for the Performing Arts. It will feature the U of I Concert Jazz Band, narrators, and a community choir. You can get tickets and find more information at KranertCenter.com. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of showers and a high of 67 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Caroline Kobzanski, Luis Velazquez, Madison Holcomb, and Neshmia Malik. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.